Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
Winter cabin on a lakeside. Fireplace and sunshine. Luminous light on the water. Season scent of
That cook's called Aurora. And that's Kevin Roth. Kevin Roth and Dan O'Brien on the bass and on the guitar. Kevin Roth on the dulcimer. And quite on the sort of the new agey feel. Nice stuff, though. And he does good stuff with the dulcimer. Dulcimer is such a versatile instrument. You wouldn't think it would be with just a couple of strings, three or four strings, but it is. And folks out there do a lot of cool things with it. And there's some albums of like various dulcimer players. Heidi Muller sometimes sells them when she's on tour. And these albums that are put together with all kinds of folks who play the dulcimer in all kinds of ways, from electric to just real traditional straight up, to everything in between, to jazz, to swing, to new age. Pretty cool stuff. And Kevin Roth plays the dulcimer like that. Does a nice job. Kevin Roth. From his album Awakening. And it's good stuff. Carl Solomon. A couple more from him. And this is called Whiskey Souls. It goes like this.
I am a tattered, torn-up cowgirl. My story's really nothing new. Five men have tried to own me. Not one of them was ever true. My only real friend is your bottle. And Lord, how you sing and you flow.
Make me feel like I'm got nothing much to say these days, nothing much to lose. Nowhere that I need to be, and I do just what I choose. And it took me nearly half my life to let go and just be. Now it's que sera, sera, what will be. And the caterpillar silk is spun into a dark cocoon. And out of the darkness comes the butterfly in blue. Seeking simplicity, for me it's nothing new. I'd say that I don't need a thing, but I know it isn't true. I yearn for love, I yearn to see that look upon your face. I need to feel that rush of love, that intoxicating chase. And the caterpillar silk is spun into a dark cocoon. Out of the darkness comes the butterfly in blue. I'm sitting in a cafe. A moth is buzzing on the wall. Perhaps it's waiting for a flame or nothing much at all. We'll never really know, it seems, till death comes to our door. If any of this mattered or what we came here for. Yes, the hopeful and the faithful, the darkness and the light, is what keeps me in surrender as I close my eyes at night. And the caterpillar silk is spun into a dark cocoon. Out of the darkness comes the butterfly in blue. Life's a school for kings and fools, no recess or high degrees. What matters now changes somehow, I worry, to set yourself free. And even though I know the truth, I get caught up in the fear and doubt. And then it blows away on a lighter day, and I wondered what it's all about. Goodbye to the boogeyman who's dancing around my brain. goodbye to those cosmic blues. I'm off to Shambhala again. Some incense. Ah, screw it, I'll just hug a tree. Maybe I'll find peace of mind and a new reality. Come quick, come close, my Shambhala. Whisper your wisdom to me. I wanna dance out like a Sufi into eternity. So goodbye to the boogeyman who's dancing around my brain. Goodbye to those cosmic blues. I'm off to Shambhala
again. Kevin Roth, Shambhala. And before that, Metamorphosis. Like this album, this is kind of a peaceful album. It's kind of got it together. Shambhala, of course, it's a network of schools of meditation based on a kind of a mythological land somewhere in Inner Asia. This is a Shambhala is a kind of a constant or universal between the Tibetan and Buddhist and Hindu religions. And it goes, there's all kinds of stuff about it on the internet. Shambhala, this is a more of a, instead of, you know, eventually, instead of being a physical place, it's become more of a spiritual thing. And these meditation schools are named after it. Kevin Roth. And before that, in that set, Carl Solomon, Whiskey Souls. We're going to hear one more from Carl Solomon here. And it's going to be good stuff. And it goes like this. Here we go, Carl Solomon, from his album Promised Land.
Sweet smells of this kitchen bring me back to you. Biscuits in the oven, bacon's on the pan. Flower on your apron and a rose in your hair. Oh, you would sing, oh, you would sing. You'd sing us those old gospel songs. Banging up those pots and pans, raising such a ruckus. Rock and roll was on your radio, and you would dance with us. Oh, you would sing, oh, you would sing. You'd sing us those old gospel songs. Sometimes I would just come over to a house that became a home. Your door was always open wide, and I'd see your smiling face. Oh, you would sing, oh, you would sing. You'd sing us those old gospel songs. Taught me the voice of reason. All of those hearts. my side. So I will raise a glass to you for opening up your door. And I will raise a glass to them that opened up their door.
Way down below the Mason-Dixon line, down where the honeysuckles are entwined, there's where the southern breeze is blowing, that's where the daisy's growing. Girls from the north in gay finery, whirling around in society, singing a song about Dixie darlings, where I long to be.
My Dixie darling, listen to the songs I sing beneath the silver moon. Banjo ride in tune, my heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. South, I have a good time. See my girl in old Caroline. I'll drink my booze, do as I please. That little girl I long to squeeze. Singing a song about Dixie, darling. That's where I want to be going. Down where the jelly roll's rolling with my Dixie queen.
My Dixie, darling. Listen to the songs I sing beneath the silver moon.
With the banjo ride in tune, my heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen.
Okay, now we're gonna sing it the way the Carter family used to sing it. We gotta be careful though, because it gets a little bit crooked.
My Dixie darling, listen to the songs I sing beneath the silver moon with the banjo ride in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen.
My Dixie darling,
darling,
my Dixie queen.
Oh, that's the group Fine Company. Fine Company is going to be in concert next week. They're going to be on the 21st of November. They're going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Church there in the Tri-Cities there in Pasco, sponsored by the Three Rivers Folklore Society or Folk Life. I don't know if they're folklore or folk life. Can't remember. Three Rivers. Anyway, they do the Tumbleweed Festival. It's Bill Merlin. Bill Merlin, of course, is one of those Woody Guthrie scholars. He's the one who unearthed all of those Columbia River songs and put them on that Columbia River Project album back and got Rounder Records to release it, and it's still available by Woody, all those songs that Woody wrote out in the Northwest, and Bill Merlin was the one who kind of put all that together and found all that stuff in the Bonneville vaults. He did, Bill Merlin. And Jim Portillo, who's a bass player, he's worked with the Wanderers, and he is a devotee of this kind of thing, and he's a good guy, Jim Portillo. And Ron Dalton, who's a songwriter and who comes out of Seattle, he's working does and puts together and keeps this whole Victory Music thing going, Ron Dalton. And I think Sandy comes with the group, Bill Merlin's partner. She may show up. But anyway, at this point on that particular song, Dixie Darlin', the Carter Family thing, that was the trio of Bill Merlin, Ron Dalton, and Jim Portillo. All righty, and they're pretty good. They're pretty good. We're going to play a little more from them after the break, but we're going to play one cut from the Stray Bird here. It's called San Antonio. I like these guys a lot. I like them a lot.
spent a little time at the Alamo Mission with the Spanish and the dogs on the streets. I felt all right just sitting there wishing you might find yourself among the likes of these. When you arrive, come share a vision. Find a place to live outside of poverty. I guess you can try to be forgiven. Come shed the weight of the things you've seen. Whoa, the weight of what you've seen. Spanish cries from the back of a mission in San Antonio. Sleeping in a $15 room, I got a bed to spare. A child's eyes break water on a desert, dry as a bone. Whoa, San Antonio. San Antonio. Spanish cries from the back of a mission in San Antonio. I'm sleeping in a $15 room, I got a bed to spare. A child's eyes break water on a desert, dry as a bone. Whoa, San Antonio. Got to go, my friend, that's all right. But don't be surprised when she calls your name, asking you to stay another night. Oh, one more night. Spanish cries from the back of a mission in San Antonio. I'm sleeping in a $15 room, I've got bread to spare. A child's eyes break water on a desert, dry as a bone. Oh, San Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio, the group Stray Bird out of Pennsylvania. And they do some pretty good stuff. We played a little bit of an EP of theirs last week. And this is from an album of theirs. It's a pretty good album. Yes, it is, Stray Bird. We're going to hear more from them. We have to take a little bit of a break. We're here, Fine Company, two tunes from Fine Company when we get back. And I need to let you know that Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we're coming right back for lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Pathologist Regional Laboratory, serving the community for 47 years, providing clinical and anatomical laboratory services throughout the region. Online at pathregional.com. Pathologist Regional Laboratory, a partner in community health.
Cool and cloudy conditions ahead for the rest of your weekend. It looks like there's going to be a chance of showers now all the way through the rest of tomorrow night. Today you can expect highs on the Palouse around 56, the Lewis-Clark Valley 62. This evening will remain cloudy and drizzly with lows just a bit warmer than yesterday in the 40s.
For as long as there's joy, there will be music to celebrate this life that we share. So here's to the poet and the fiddler and the melodies that play away our cares. For as long as there is hope, there will be music. First a spark, and then a flame so bright. It only takes one voice to start a choir. Rolling like a river through the night. So sing with all the joy that's within you. And you live with the hope tomorrow brings. Tonight, well, it's a good night for singing. There's magic when our voices take wing. For as long as there is love, there will be music. Expressions of the heart sung pure and true. And the sweetest chords, my friends, that are ever heard are played in perfect time when love finds you. For as long as there is sorrow, there will be music. Every garden needs a little rain. Sometimes in the words to a sad song, you will find your comfort for your pain. So sing with all the love that's within you, and your sorrow will subside, it just takes time. Tonight, well, it's a good night for singing. For you are the rhythm and I'm the rhyme. So sing with all the feeling that's within you. Yes, and down the road we'll meet again sometime. Tonight was a good night for singing. It's a memory that will linger in my mind. Tonight was a good night for singing. It's a memory that will linger in my mind.
That's Fine Company. Fine Company, Ron Dalton, Bill Merlin, and Jim Portillo. And they're all from the West Side, and they're doing a concert on November the 21st, sponsored by the Three Rivers Folklore Society, and that'll be at the Unitarian Universalist Church there in Pasco, actually. It's on Sylvester Road in Pasco. Good guys, all of them. Of course, Bill Merlin, been with the Wanderers for all those years, and then did all that stuff with the Woody Guthrie. He knows a lot, and he can do swing. He can do all kinds of things. And Ron Dalton, who is, to his own credit, an excellent songwriter and should be doing and putting out more material. Old Ron should, because he's got some great stuff. And, of course, Jim Portillo, who plays bass and who knows a lot about folk music, and he knows a lot of, especially the Americana from the roots all the way on up. And he's a Gordon Lightfoot fanatic. And he just enjoys what he enjoys. He just thinks that he's so lucky to be a part of doing all this. He's a very grateful individual, is Jim Portillo. Fun to correspond with him, fun to hunt him up. He's a good guy. Anyway, they all comprise Fine Company. And they will be in concert at the Unitarian Universalist Church on November the 21st. And that's on Sylvester Road there in Pasco. Well, Stray Bird, the bells, Stray Bird. They do a great version on this album of Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor, which we might play. Then again, we might not. This is wonderful stuff. Stray Bird, check this out.
Drinking before it turned into that war between women and men. We got stinking higher than I'll ever be in this lifetime again. What were we thinking? That we could go on, we could stay there with our clothes all in pawn. It was something. But here comes the dawn, and the dawn has its own clothes in store. We got sober and looked at each other and turned into strangers again. She was older and needed to pay down that note that was coming due then. It was over. I gave her my car, started walking. I wished on a star. It was something to play my guitar and to not know who'd played it before.
Stray Bird from their album Best Medicine. This is great stuff. And they had an EP out where they did some other people's material, Towns Van Zandt, some folks like that. And we heard from some of that last week. And then there's this album, Best Medicine. They do a wonderful version of Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor. But then some of these newer things, these contemporary things, are just incredible. And they put so much emotion into them. Just neat. Stray Bird. All of these groups that are coming out of the woodwork on some of these smaller labels, Stray Bird and Mandolin Orange. Mandolin Orange is just one of the best groups to come along in years and years and years and years. But there are so many groups out there that's kind of hard for people to make choices anymore. But everybody has a website or a YouTube something or other, and you know you can check them out so easy nowadays. If you hear one Mandolin Orange cut on this show or Stray Bird or something like that and you want to hear more, you can always go to YouTube and check all that out and all their discographies and all their biographies and everything. It's all there. And that's the cool part about technology. That's the cool part. The downside is it's basically making it a lot harder for the local record stores to do business because everything's on digital now. It's so much more convenient. And the local record store may be a thing of the past down the road. Who knows? Who knows? Or they'll find other ways to do things. I can tell you one thing. The CD will probably be a thing of the past. I'll give you within the next 5 years that everything will be so digitally downloaded and you can just do it all that way. Well, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Well, we have one more before we wind up the hour. One more from this young fella, Peter Spencer, here, Casanova's Waltz. Casanova, I guess he had to waltz too, just like everybody else, didn't he? Here we go.
Why should I go back to Paris? They'd only cut off my head. The killing disease is abroad in the land, and such as myself are its cause, it is said. So I work in this royal library and suffer fools to patronize. The charity given this old gambler frees him from any illusions or any surprise. I shall die here of boredom. I shall die here of boredom. I remember the sluts and the ladies, a pleasure that never grows stale. The actresses, dancers, nuns, countesses, singers, maids, mad women, sisters, nude under the veil. Yes, once I had money and lovers. Once I had teeth in my jaw. But why have adventures except when you're old to tell stories that fill your companions with awe? I shall die here of boredom. I shall die here of boredom.
Oh, Casanova's Waltz. That's a pretty good song, isn't it? Peter Spencer from this album, 1896. We heard Cupertino from it, and we heard Casanova's Waltz. Oh, my goodness. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, the Rankin family's in the background, and you know what that means. That means it's the end of the hour. We do the Rankin family at the end of the first and second hour, the Morun Galgilis, which means my faithful fair one. My faithful fair one. And that means we're at the end of the second hour of the show. You want to email me, email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. The playlist can be found at NWPR.org. And you go into Inland Folk and you got to kind of scroll through sometimes. And the playlist won't be up probably until Tuesday. when the archive show comes up. And there are Inland Folk archives going back as far as 2006. And you can check it out. So if you like this show, you can go back and listen to it. And it's set up for both Mac users and Windows users. And it's kind of complicated, but you can get to it. And same with the playlists. And the immediate playlists are there for a while. And then you have to scroll down and go back into different places. So it's all self-explanatory. It works. But I can't really explain it to you because I don't understand it myself. But it is all out there on the online at nwpr.org. The archives and the playlists. Amanda Cully doing the playlists and chewing on energy bars and having a good time doing it. And it's making it all work. All righty. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're coming right back for lots more stuff. You just hang on. Hang on now. Oh,